Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to another session where we discuss the character from the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in an effort to improve our own character. And once again, this program is made possible by the institutional work that is going on at Qalam. So please go to supportqalam.com to support those efforts and those initiatives, inshallah. And also our partners at Helping Hand for Relief and Development, who are doing remarkable work in addressing the needs of so many Muslims all around the world, especially during these very, very difficult and trying times. Please go to hhrd.org to check out all their work, to be a part of their work, to support their work. Jazakumullah khairan, barakallahu feekum. Bismillah walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. As I was just saying, welcome to another session where we study the characteristics mentioned within the Quran. You know, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, it says that wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon the greatest and the most noble of character. It also says about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that without a shred of a doubt, with absolute certainty, you will find the best example in the Messenger of God sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's the best role model, he has the absolute best character. And then what I find just, you know, very, very beautiful and very remarkable is that when the people who were around him, who were closest to him, whenever they were asked about what his character was like, they always said that كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ, that the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Qur'an. He was a living, breathing, talking Qur'an. So in an effort to come closer to that example, during this blessed month, the month of Ramadan, the month of the Quran, and we all know how important character is. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khiyarukum uhasinukum akhlaqan," right? That the absolute best amongst you are the ones with the best character, who interact with people, treat people in an extremely respectful and dignified manner. They conduct themselves with dignity. So it's such an important characteristic. And we know that this is the month of the Quran, so we all want to come closer to the Quran. And the best kind of, kind of overlap between those two things, and somewhere where we felt like those two things intersected with one another, was to study the good characteristics that are mentioned in the Quran. Today also happens to be the blessed day of Friday. The day of Friday is a day of blessings. It is a day of light. It is a day of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know that most of the people tuning in, listening, watching, do not have right now the ability and the opportunity to be able to go to the masjid for the day of Friday. And But nonetheless, that still does not mean, that does not mean that we can't be spiritually productive on this Friday in Ramadan, that we can't make the most of this opportunity, that we can't try to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spend a few moments in thoughts and reflection and coming closer to Allah. So today's the day of Friday. Wherever you are, wherever you may be, if you haven't already because of time zones, make sure that you do pray your Salat al-Dhuhr. Make sure that you sit down with the Quran for a little bit, for a little while, and you spend some time, you spend a few moments reading from the Quran in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even tuning in and listening to this so that we can have a few moments together in thought and reflection is a very, very beneficial, very powerful, very blessed thing to do. And hopefully all of this can, inshallah, help us come a little bit closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this particular day of Friday. So today's characteristic from the Quran that we're going to be talking about is called Salamatu Sadr. Salamatu Sadr in Arabic. It's a really, really beautiful term. It brings a smile to my face because it is a very, very beautiful term. Salamatu Sadr, I guess somewhat roughly translated, is to have, literally speaking, first let me explain to it literally, and then I'll explain the concept more in terms of what it means and what it represents. Literally speaking, salama means to be safe and sound, to be clean and clear. And then as-sadr refers to the chest. So the expression in English that most closely resembles the idea of salamatu sadr is to have a clean heart. To have a clean heart. And to not bear any kind of ill will towards anyone within our heart. And that is something that is very, very powerful, very, very beautiful. And it's something that the Quran talks to us about. The Quran tells us about being having a clean heart and not having any ill will towards anyone within our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'll share the verse here for the folks that are watching on YouTube and on Facebook, inshallah I can share something with you here. For the folks that are watching on Instagram, inshallah I'll mention the verse for you, inshallah bidnillah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here in Surah Al-Hashr, all right, Surah Al-Hashr is the 59th Surah of the Quran. Surah Al-Hashr is the 59th Surah of the Quran. And in verse number 10, ayah number 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. All right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here in Surah Al-Hashr, the surah that refers to the gathering of the forces, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا, that, and the people who came after them, and those who came after them, they say, our Lord, our Master, O Allah, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ, that forgive our sins and the sins of our brothers who believed before us, who exceeded us, who preceded us in the faith and in iman. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and leave no malice in our hearts towards those who believe. Leave no malice, no ill feeling, no ill will. Ghil refers to something that is very negative, something that grinds and something that is rotted and something that is, nasty. Like if you left some kind of, substance out, some kind of food or drink, and it rotted and it molded and then it crusted and then it just even wouldn't even come off easily. Like imagine some food was left in a plate for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, just sitting outside. That food was just completely left out there. And over that time period, it just rotted and got really, really nasty, and then it crusted up. Now when you try to go and even clean that plate, when you're trying to wash that plate, think about how difficult it is, how hard it is, and how impossible it feels to get that off of the plate. How difficult it is to get that off of the plate. And so that's the idea of ghil, something that nasty, something that corrosive, something that pervasive. And so it's saying that, oh Allah, Rabbana, la taj'al fi qulubina ghilla lilladhina amanu. That, oh Allah, do not put within our hearts any kind of nastiness for those who believe. Rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. That our Lord, our Master, indeed you are very compassionate and very merciful. Ra'uf specifically is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that speaks about the kindness and the gentleness and the generosity and the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us even when we are not deserving. Even when we are not deserving of, you know, being forgiven or receiving the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gives to us in that situation. And Rahim, of course, refers to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now exactly what is this talking about? So to understand exactly what this is saying, we have to kind of go back just a little bit to the previous verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here in the surah, in which, in the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the remarkable Muslims of the past, whom we call the Muhajirin and the Ansar, those who left their homes, those who traveled abroad, those who went from Mecca to Medina for the sake of their Islam, for the sake of their Iman. And they were willing to leave their homes behind, their families behind, their lives behind. They were willing to sacrifice everything for their Islam. And they conducted the Hijrah. They performed what we call the Hijrah, the migration from Mecca to Medina. Then there were those people in Medina. They're called the Ansar, the helpers of Medina. They welcomed them with open arms and open hearts. They welcomed them into their lives and into their homes. And they invited them in. And they took care of them. And they shared everything with them. They shared their homes, their businesses, their farms, their money, their transportation, their food. They literally would split the food that was in front of them to feed these brothers, to feed these sisters, to feed these families. And together, these communities came together to form what we know Medina. Medina, the generation of the companions. And we've talked about one of their characteristics and their qualities in one of the earlier sessions. You'll be able to find it. It's called Ithar, preferring others to yourself. Or I think we're going to be covering it soon, inshallah. So, but then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. And then those people who came after that remarkable generation, those who were willing to give up everything for Allah, everything for Islam, and those who were willing to open up their whole lives and welcome those who had sacrificed into their homes, into their lives, and come together to establish this religion of Islam that we all know, that we all love, and that we are all beneficiaries of. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now saying that those who come after them. So now this is talking about, the scholars explain, is that this is talking about the generation of Muslims that come after the generation that was there at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the Sahaba. That when we read about the companions, and we read how amazing and awesome and remarkable they were, and how they were there in the battles, and they were there when the Quran was being revealed, and they were there serving by the side of the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ loved them so. And we constantly hear, right, like in reminders like this, We constantly hear about the virtue and the qualities and the characteristics of the companions. Every time we study the meaning of the Quran, then we're talking about how Abdullah ibn Abbas said that this means this. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said that that means that. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that this means this. And then every single time we're talking about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're saying Abu Hurairah tells us and narrates to us, and Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates to us, and Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates to us, and we're constantly quoting them. That it's saying that we do not resent the people who came before us, who were Muslim before us, who embraced the religion before us, who excelled in the religion before us, that we have no ill will towards them. But when we make dua, we say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. And we ask Allah for forgiveness today. May Allah forgive all of our sins. It's the month of Ramadan, it's the day of Friday, it's a time of crisis. May Allah forgive all of us. But then we also say, وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Our brothers and sisters who preceded us in faith, who came before us, that we do not resent the generations of the past. We do not begrudge the people that came before us. But we make dua for them. We pray for them. We pray for the people that came before us. And especially the more virtuous people that came before us, like the companions, we in fact admire them and look up to them and strive to be like them. And then it teaches us a dua. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And this is kind of the main crux of the verse and the characteristic that I wanted us to focus on here today. And that is, they further make a dua. لَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That our Lord never allow us to have evil feelings and hatred and animosity and rancor and bad thoughts and bad assumptions and bad feelings towards the believers. And this is the part about having a clean heart. Salamatu sadr. So that the hearts can actually be joined. Otherwise, here's the issue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the true strength of Muslims and the true unity of our community is achieved when our hearts are joined and connected to one another. When our hearts are joined and connected to one another. Otherwise, superficially, on the surface, if we're all kind of nice to each other and we're all kind of polite with each other, then that won't necessarily lead to us being strong and us being united and us being together. That is superficial. It necessitates, it requires, it demands that our hearts be connected. And your heart cannot be connected to somebody that you have bad feelings in your heart towards. So we have to remove those and we have to clean those. That's number one, that in order for us to realize our potential as a community, we need to be united. And for us to be united, we got to remove the bad feelings that we have towards one another in our hearts. Number two, spiritually speaking as well, having that kind of burden, having that kind of weight, having that kind of nastiness, that mold, that spiritual mold, that spiritual rot within our hearts, it spiritually holds us back. It holds us back. We will never be able to spiritually achieve what we could achieve so long as that we have that kind of evil and nastiness within our hearts. We won't be able to achieve what we could achieve. We'll never realize our spiritual potential. There's a beautiful incident from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where there was an individual, simple kind of man, general member of the community. Now, granted, even a general member of the community, even a simple member of the community of the Prophet ﷺ is more virtuous than us, is still a remarkable person. But nonetheless, understand my point that respective to that community, in terms of that particular community of the companions, right? Where you have people like Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and Fatima and Aisha and Zainab, like that kind of a community. From that point of view, just a very, very common person. Didn't really stand out in any way in that community. Was not one of the leaders of the community. Was not one of the more knowledgeable people of the community of the companions. Simple guy. Comes into the masjid to pray, just like everybody else does. And the Prophet ﷺ says, "Man sarrahu, man yawaddu, whosoever would love to, whoever wants to, whoever would like to, see a person from paradise." What? Someone who's going to go to paradise. Someone whom the Prophet is guaranteeing Jannah, paradise for. That's astounding. The Prophet ﷺ says, then take a look at that guy right there. And the Sahaba, they look. And they appreciate and they have, you know, an assumption, kind of a good expectation that he's probably a very righteous individual. And therefore, the Prophet ﷺ, you know, he congratulates him with paradise. One of the companions says that I was very, very curious. Because from what I knew, he seemed like just a, you know, average member of the community. Why is the Prophet ﷺ singling him out and pointing him out like that and talking about congratulations of paradise and all this kind of stuff? Like, what is it that makes him so special? Not in a resentful way, but so that I can learn from that. You know? So he basically goes, follows that individual, asks him, "Hey, is it okay if I, you know, kind of stay with you, crash with you for a couple of days? I have a little bit of a situation and I need a place to stay." Now, they were very generous, a very gracious community. So he says, "Absolutely, brother. Whatever I can do to help you. I have a little humble home. It's not much, but you can stay with me." So he stays with him. And he kind of stays with him, not, you know, invading his privacy, but just kind of observing the general schedule and routine in the home. And he starts to realize that he goes to the masjid before his host does for the daily prayers. That he spends more time reciting Quran than his host does. That he woke up at night and his host woke up to pray tahajjud at night after he did. So he's observing all of this. And again, not in an arrogant way, but just kind of wrapping his head around the idea that I have yet to see anything, yet to find something so astounding, so remarkable, that it would warrant the Prophet ﷺ calling this man a man from paradise. What is his secret? What is his deed? And so finally, he asks his host, the individual, "Friend, can I ask you a question?" "Absolutely. What may I do for you?" And he says that the Prophet ﷺ pointed at you and said that you are a man from paradise. "What is it?" And he said, "I don't know. I'm just your ordinary, average Joe Schmo." But he says, "There's one thing that I'm very particular about. Very, very particular about." He says, "What's that?" He said, "Every single evening, every single night, before I go to bed, before I go to sleep, I sit down here and I think, I go through my whole day, I go through my week, I go through my month, I reflect on everything that's happened, and I make sure that I do not have any kind of ill will, bad feelings, hatred, envy, animosity towards anyone. I don't hate nobody. I don't have any grudge against any person. And I remove all that from my heart and then I go to sleep." And that was the quality, that was the characteristic that was so virtuous within him. And this verse of the Quran, this characteristic is that we make dua. We ask Allah every day, oh Allah, remove any kind of bad feelings that I have towards anyone. Because on the day of judgment, what will be our source of salvation is to show up with a clean heart in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's holding us back spiritually. It's holding back our entire community. And not only that, but life is too short to spend it just going around deciding who I want to hate today. Who I want to be mad at today. Who do I want to be angry with today? Who's got time for that? There's a lot of important things that we need to do. So with that, inshallah, I pray and I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to cleanse our hearts, remove any kind of evil or rancor, bad feelings that we would have towards anyone in our hearts. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَبَاغَدُوا وَلَا تَنَاجَشُوا وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا. Don't hate one another. Don't have bad feelings towards one another. Don't, you know, have envy and jealousy and rancor and resentment towards one another. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. Be the slaves of God, united together as brothers and sisters. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to realize that and to do that, especially here in this month of Ramadan, on this day of Friday, during a time of difficulty and crisis. You know, maybe it's somebody you live with, somebody in your family. Maybe it's a relative. Maybe it's a friend, a coworker. So either talk to somebody, call somebody, text somebody. And how do we get rid of this? We get rid of it, first and foremost, by making this dua, number one, and number two, by reaching out to the people that we have ill will towards and say salam to them, and just talking to them and expressing some love and affection towards them, that will start to overcome the evil, that rust, that mold, that nastiness that has built up within our hearts. So inshallah, take the opportunity today on the day of Friday to do that. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to practice everything that we have said and heard. Now, one thing that I wanted to share with everyone here before we conclude inshallah is that I wanted to share just an opportunity with everyone to, inshallah, binillah, be able to do some good here today on the day of Friday. The day of Friday is a day of doing good. It's a day of remarkable deeds. It's a day of acceptance of prayers. It's a day of mercy. It's a day of light. It's a day of unity and community. And so an opportunity I wanted to share with everyone is if you go to support.qalam.com. Once again, the people that are on Facebook and YouTube, if you literally go to the link you see in the corner, go to supportqalam.com. And those who are on Instagram, inshallah, you can head there as well. When you go to supportqalam.com, you will find that we have a fundraising campaign to make this knowledge that we just talked about, the Quran, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make all of this knowledge available and accessible to everyone, to anyone, no matter where you are, no matter where you may be, that we can bring Islamic knowledge to you and that we can make it accessible for you and for everyone else. So, alhamdulillah, we have a few milestones in terms of what we're trying to achieve here. We do this work year-round, bringing all this knowledge, making it accessible and bringing it for free to people all over the world. And what we ask here in this blessed month of Ramadan is that you support our efforts and become our partners in this initiative. And so in building up that support so that we can continue to make these efforts and make even more efforts, increase our efforts. We had an initial milestone of reaching $50,000. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, by the you know, grace and mercy of Allah and the generosity of the community, y'all's generosity, we were able to reach that target last night. Our next milestone is to reach $100,000, inshallah. The campaign is up there right now on the website. Support Qalam, Q-A-L-A-M, supportqalam.com. So head on over there, donate, inshallah, contribute on this day of Friday. Allah will multiply your rewards for you. It'll be a sadaqah jariyah for you. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullah khairan. And as always, please go to hhrd.org. To also support the work of our partners at Helping Hand for Relief and Development. With that, inshallah, I conclude. Of course, later tonight, we're going to have the nightly Quran Juz recitation and reflection. Tomorrow, we'll have another one of these reflections at 2 p.m. Central Time, tomorrow night again. And every day, there are programs coming to you, inshallah. But we have a very special program on Sunday, inshallah, May the 10th, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. We have an online conference. All of our instructors are going to be conducting sessions. It'll be a really beautiful program, inshallah. So kind of mark your calendar, especially for that. With that, inshallah, I conclude. Once again, go to supportqalam.com. Let's, inshallah, achieve this goal and this dream of educating the whole world together, inshallah. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.